Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Okay, let us go ahead and open up our spirit as we go ahead and finish up this teaching on the road to fellowship by allowing the real teacher, the Holy Spirit, to open up our understanding to the truths of which I would like to share today and in other teachings in the future. You know, I am not the teacher. I am a dispenser of the truth because I have opened up my spirit in the past to the Holy Spirit. And He has been able to work the truths of the Word of God into my thoughts and my understanding in my life. That's kind of the way that goes. It comes into our thoughts and then we get it in our understanding and then we can see that manifest into our life. But now I can share what I have been taught by the Holy Spirit. Most churches, especially the mainstream denominational religions, talk about the Bible, but use church doctrinal sanctioned written books and papers to teach Sunday school, Bible studies, pastor's notes, and other denominational gatherings, leaving the Holy Bible by the wayside on the shelf to collect dust. It is no wonder people who attend mainstream denominational churches know not truth. Well, why? Because they know not the Word of God. Thus, they know not God. Or they may go to church, you know, faithfully and pay their tithes and work for God, do all of His religious things, but they know not God. They are religious, but they're lost. They know not the God that they say they know, just like the two men that was on their way to Emmaus. They were maybe disciples. They were maybe apostles, you know, who said that they knew Jesus. They walked and they talked with Jesus before, and that they probably even worked for Jesus, but just like today, in so many churches around the world, they knew not Jesus. And this is one of the main points in this story. Oh, we like to look at Jesus vanishing. Boy, that was really amazing, and you know, but please don't miss the point here, my friend, about these two men. In spite of their prior relationship, they did not recognize Jesus. Now I'm covering this point again and again to make this critical point very valid in our spirit. And so I hope you get this, my friend. I really do. The story of the road to the two men on the road to Emmaus, Luke 24:13-34, can help us if we take heed. We might liken the loaf before it was broken as an outward seeing of Jesus through the natural man. But Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:14 that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Either can we know them because they are spiritually discerned. In other words, if you try to know Jesus through your senses or working for Him or whatever, well, you just can't, because man's natural ability and our five senses are not spiritual. Thus, we can never come to know a holy God. And as long as that is the case, we will interpret Christ according to us. Let me say that again. As long as that is the case, we will interpret Christ according to our selfishness, to ourself. But once that loaf of bread is broken, now stay with me here, once our natural man is broken by the work of the cross, everything of that loaf becomes open. We can now see the inward indeed. Taste and see, taste and eat, and taste and see that the Lord is good. We can actually come into an inward realization of Jesus Christ. We can actually begin to experience Him in fellowship and communion. I truly hope you see this, my friend. And why? Well, our natural man is governed by the sin nature, something that we all were born with. It is essentially self-centered and self-occupied. You know, we all, you know that no one needs to teach a child to lie or steal. So it does not matter how smart or articulate someone is, they cannot see or understand or receive the things of God if left to themselves. They cannot. There must be a new birth, but then a continual breaking of that self. Let me say that again. There must be a new birth, but then there is a continual breaking of that self, of that self principle, if any of us are to realize Jesus Christ. You know, I so hope that, you know, we get this point, for it is at the heart of our new birth. Now, you know, I wish that happened, that new birth, that our self was crushed, but that is not the case. This is why Jesus said we must lose our lives. We must lose ourselves, John 12:24-26, into His hands. He was saying that we must surrender to Him for whatsoever it takes to break us, for that is the key to freedom from sin. That ourselves, Satan, and the world. The key to seeing Christ. If not, then we will be a slave to sin and our sight, you know, ourselves and Satan and the world. Such a surrender is, after all, where faith will always bring us. Wow. Such a surrender is where faith will bring us to. But if not, then we will be a slave to ourselves and Satan and to the world. Faith without surrender, now listen, is a hollow shell. Despite all of our faults, an unconditional surrender to Jesus Christ is what it means to be pure in heart. In the Beatitudes, Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." That is, see God now and then see God in the future. A most blessed commitment that will result in us seeing God now and into the future. And in clothing the disciples, and you know, maybe they were apostles that had followed Jesus, trying to conform Christ into their understanding and into their religion. No wonder they could not see the real Jesus, for their religiosity had to be broken, just like in us, which is so true today and around the world. But in order for that to be broken, now pay close attention here, they had to be broken. Their lives had to be broken so that He could give them Himself as their life. Wow. Their lives had to be broken so that Christ could give Himself as their life. In this story, we gladly see that happening in a way that stands as an example for all of us. Jesus meets them, begins to draw them with the Scriptures. They invite Him in. They give their all to Him. He takes it and He breaks it, and He gives it back to them as if He was giving them Himself, where He was. The true bread of life. They have lost in order to find. Let me say that again. They have lost in order to find. The result in fellowship, and has opened up their eyes in God. Lastly, last thought this teaching, if we want fellowship with Christ, we must walk in the truth, and the truth in which we must always start only if we unconditionally surrender to Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. We must all start in that unconditional truth and the unconditional surrender to Jesus Christ. Then, as He breaks us through the dealings and judgments in our lives, our blindness will be broken, and we will begin to see Him high and lifted up. The great news is that we cannot want this more, any more than God wants that in our life. Amen. Next week, we will start a new in-depth spiritual teaching on 4 warnings from Colossians. Let me say that again. Next week, we will start a new teaching called 4 Warnings from Colossians, which is my very favorite book in the Bible. These warnings behooves us. Time is short, my friend. The Lord is coming back. We need to take heed. We need to take heed to these warnings that are in Colossians. And I've been working on this, and the Lord has just been opening up my thoughts, and I'm just hoping that this teaching just will grab hearts and just wake people up. It will shake them. It will wake them up so that they will not be left behind. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping you have a tremendous week in the Lord, and that this teaching, The Road to Fellowship, has ministered to your heart, and that Beholding His Glory is something positive in your life. Remember Brother Melvin, and all at WJCV, and your thoughts and in your offerings. Amen. God bless.